Polls are officially open in Georgia today as incumbent Senator Gabriel Warnock has a runoff against Republican challenger Herschel Walker. And joining us with his thoughts is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, joy to be with you, Dan. And let me give a prediction right off the bat. I think Warner, the Democrat, will win, though close. I think he's going to win. And the reason is that 1.8 million people have already voted, which is almost a quarter of their total vote, and they tend to be Democratic, and Walker just is not a good candidate.
Now, one of the things that we were talking about is that there seems to be a race of cities versus rural.
Yes, that if the people are watching the results tonight on TV or listening on the radio, the cities will vote Democratic. The Atlanta Fulton County is 10% of the total vote in the state, usually, and that will be strongly Democratic. Walker, if he has a chance, has to do it in the rural areas.
Now, do you think there's... Oh, I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Well, it's a big thing for the country, because if Walker can win, then this Senate will be 50 Republicans and 50 Democrats, and in ties, the vice president, a Democrat, would get a chance to break the tie. If the Democrats win, they have a solid 51-50, and therefore the chairmen of every committee plus the majority on every committee would be Democratic.
Now, does this vote, and from what you've seen, it seems like this election, in many people's eyes, is just not the focus of intensity that it was before. The runoff just does not seem to be generating the same amount of enthusiasm. Do you think that's the case?
I think that's very true, and I think that, again, Trump has a candidate that may not be successful as his candidates weren't successful in New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, a governor and a Senate race in Arizona. Trump with independent and particularly independent women doesn't score.
And so you think this race is going to be close? How long do you think it is before we'll know the winner of it?
Well, a commentator said last night, maybe Thursday. But you and I will be on the air tomorrow to try to say how close we'll come. But I think the Democrat win is going to be a little more comfortable than the race in November.
All righty. Well, we're just going to have to keep a watchful eye on that, and we'll talk about it tomorrow once again. So thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Okay, Dan.